siyabonga jaheli dala Chris Gande ngokusethulela indaba ngolimi lwesingisi. Lejona njani mthwakazi omuhle yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 22 ngomabasa 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngomvulo sifuna ukufaka i-constitutional application le interdict. Interdict yisibopho esiyalisa ubaba uDokora ukuthi i-decision ayenzileyo abantu mhla ka 3 bengayi implement, especially ama headmaster leyo pledge.
Inhlanganiso yeAbameli Human Rights Lawyers Network ithi sisiya emthethweni laba idinga ukumisa uhulumende ukuthi abambe abantwana besikolo ngamandla ukuthi bakhonze iflag yeZimbabwe.
Sizoyimemezela kakhulu singabantu baseSwazini nabantu bananza sase-Africa ukuthi iSADC mayimane isuse uphenyo ukuthi kwenzakalani nangabe ikhawulumende weZimbabwe ungenzi inguquko ezithize zokutholakala kwaZamara size sokhona ukwazi ukuthi kwenzekalani.
Osakhulayo olwela amalungelo oluntu kwele Swaziland ophakathi kokwethekelela eZimbabwe uthi uhulumende kumele aqhakathekise ukudinga omnumzana iTai Dzamara. Kuwoza Fridays leqembu likaMasikande elama thobanhliziyo lona eliledlalade elitsha. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela emsakazweni kaZulu. Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha iAbameli Human Rights Lawyers Network ithi ngomvulo iza kuya emthethweni laba idinga ukumisa uhlelo lukamphathintambo wezemfundo olujonge ukubamba ngamandla abantwana besikolo ukuthi bakhonze iflag yeZimbabwe. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Umqondisi wenhlelo enhlanganisweni yamagqwetha le umnumzana Thine Mukwewa ubike ukuba bathatha leli nyathelo la ngoba osokufuna ukwenziwa nguhulumende kusephula ilungelo labafundi phansi kokumunyethwe yisisekelo sombuso.
Ngomvulo sifuna ukufaka i-constitutional application le interdict. Interdict yisibopho esiyalisa ubaba uDokora ukuthi i-decision ayenzileyo abantu mhla ka 3 bengayi implement, especially ama headmaster leyo pledge.
Umqondisi weHarbour Cook Trust umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo ubike ukuba yena kasoze avumele abantu bakhe ukulandela okufunwa ukwenziwa nguhulumende ethi izikolo abafundi kunye nababalisi babhekane lenduko ezimbalwa akaboni ukuba lolu hlelo luzanceda ngani.
Ithi okuqakathekileyo ukuthi iMinistry of Education kufuze ngabe ikhangele ukuthi ingathuthukisa njani ezemfundo, kodwa sebekhangele kakhulu indaba zeNational Pledge. Thina sibona zani iNational Pledge ayisoze incede lutho ukwenza abantwana ukuthi befunde ngcono, ayisoze ilethe ama-textbooks, asoze ibhadale ama-teacher, asoze yakhe ama-classroom, asoze iyenze abantu bepase.
Unkosikazi Magodonga Mahlango odume ngokulwela amalungelo abantu ekuhlanganiso yehoza ubike ukuba owakhe umntwana anyeke akwenze lokho, njalo usehle wazisa umphathisikolo ngoba uhlelo lolu lwephula ilungelo lakhe lelomntanakhe elokukhonza.
So isinqumo engisithethileyo mina ukuthi ngitshele umphathi wesikolo ukuthi khona owami umntwana akasaphatheke lapho, engaphatheka ngizasuwa yena umphathisikolo ngokwakhe as the first respondent, then imsentandela nge-education officer obulawa, then uMinister Dokora kanjalo nje, ngoba lokho kephula ilungelo lami. Engunanzelela futhi kakhulukazi ukuthi ipledge leyi ilokuba iyephula isekelo sombuso kwelizwe kaningi kakhulukazi.
umnumzana Thawana Phuma owake waba umphathi isikolo osengumfundisi yena ubike ukuba abantwana besikolo mhlazivulwa bengayi esikolo njalo ngomvulo wonke zingavulwa izikolo abantwana kumele balove idale lomthethwandaba lize limise uhlelo lukadokora.
Njengomuntu owake wabanga umphathi isikolo nginanzelela ukuthi into esingayenza lapha ukuze sivikele abaphathi isikolo ngoba nabo balayiwe bangabe ngavumelani lakho. Sizabhadala i-school fees, i-tuition fees ukuze kwazakala abantu abethu basesikolo. Kodwa singabavumeli abantwana baye esikolo ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana bengayenzi pledge. Lo mphathi isikolo avikeleke aswele umuntu wokwenza i-pledge ngoba abantwana bengekho.
Omunye wabazali uReverend Jennifer Gondwe ubike ukuba njengekholwa amalungelo akhe adelelwe ngakho njengomzali kavumelani lohlelo lolu.
Thina asizange sibebuye bezokhuluma lathi besibuza ukuthi babona ukuthi umbono wethu thina lathi sithini. Siyakamukela yini kumbe asikamukeli. And then kathesi sebesiya ebantwaneni abangazi lutho abangazwisisiyo ukuthi kutshoni khonokho abakutshoyo ukuthi bapledge abantwana.
Abakade besemhlanganweni lo oqoqwe iZimbabwe Christian Alliance imanyene leHabakuk Trust lezakhamizi zakobulawayo bavumelane ukuba sebezathandaza ukuba uhlelo lukahulumende lungaphumeleli. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Abakhokheli bomanyano weSADAGI sebekhuthazwe ukuthi basungule uphenyo lokudingisisa ngokunyamalala kukaMnumzana Itai Dzamara. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Linkuthazo ivele komunye wabasakhulayo oyisizalwane sakweleSwaziland, uMnumzana Maxwell Dlamini, emhlanganweni lentatheli zindaba owenzelwe eMedia Center osekwethekeleleni eZimbabwe enxunswe ngabenhlanganiso yeYouth Forum in Zimbabwe ukuze abonisana phezu kokungenziwa ukumanyanisa inhlanganiso zabontanga emsebenzini wabo wokuguquzela umbuso wenengi emazweni azwekazi le-Afrika. UDlamini yena olembali yokubotshwa khona eSwaziland ebotshelwa ukutshengisela ekhonona phezu kombuso wakulelo lizwe ethi kumele inkokheli yeSADAGI le iqakathekise ukudingwa lokuvezwa lapho akhona uDzamara njengalokho okwenzakala ekubulaweni komunye onkokheli yabakubutho kwelelisuthu ngomnyaka ka-2015.
Indaba kaDzamara yindaba esiyibeke phezulu, sizoyimemezela kakhulu singabantu baseSwazini nabantu banenzasi naseAfrika ukuthi iSADAGI mayimane isuse uphenyo ukuthi kwenzakalani nangabe ikhawulumente weZimbabwe ungenzi inguquko ezithize zokutholakala kwaDzamara size sokhona ukwazi ukuthi kwenzekalani. And siyibonile iSADAGI khona ukuphakamisa i-commission eLesotho emva kokuthi kulahleke noma emva kokuthi kushone lo abephethe impi yemasoja khona lena. So siyethemba ukuthi neSADAGI inayo i-jurisdiction yokuthi ingaliphakamisa uphenyo yokubuka indaba yaDzamara kuza khona kubuyiselwe emndenini wakhe nasekhaya kuba kufamily yakhe.
Uthi uDlamini babuhlungu kakhulu ontanga emhlubulweni wonke wangezansi ye-Afrika ngesehlakalo sokunyamalala kukaDzamara.
Njengabantu abasha baseSwazini, njengabantu abasha balapha enzansi ne-Afrika, siyaqela ukuthi akhululwe abuyiselwe emndenini wakhe ngokukhulu okushesha ngoba akufanele kulahleke abantu abanqane abaconcerned ngokuthi izwe lithuthuka kanjani. Nathi eSwazini nase-Afrika yonke sizawuhamba simemezele kuwo onke abantu emhlanganeni siphinde senze nemikankatho yokuthi akakhulule uDzamara nabo bonke abantu abasemajele ababoshelwe zepolitiki nalabo abasemazweni ahambile ekudakuleni ukuthi ababuyiswe emakhaya bazokhona ukuthuthukisa izwe labo liye embili bese siyakhona kusebenzisana size abantu abasha.
UDlamini ngomunye wabahlukuluziweyo njalo eqhubeka ehlukuluzwa ngoba eveza imbono ephambana leyabasembusweni kunje ebekwa amacala okufuna ukuvukela uhulumende. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930 12080, laku 15775 kHz. lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Indlala iqhubeka ihlasela ngamandla endaweni esijeneyo zelizwe ezigoqela iKariba lapho okubikwa kulenani eliphezulu labantwana asebecake okwedlulisileyo. Inhlanganiso ye-United Nations yabona ngempila kahle yabantwana i-UNICEF ikhangelelwe ukungenela ngokuphindiweyo kulolu daba ngemva kokwethekelela ezibhedlela kanye lemaklinika eKariba kuliviki. Isakamuzi seKariba umnumzana Zebron Masuku uthi abaningi baphila ngokugola ihlanzi abasuke bezithengise.
Ngezulu elinileyo lesokungcono kokuthi abantu sebetholathola kancinyane ukuthi umuntu uyakwanisa ukuthola 5 kg, 10 kg, ukuzikwanisa la ukugijima uyedingani impuphu. But ungakhali insuku ezidlulileyo lezi umuntu azithi ungathola idola ugijima uyedinga isinkwa e-tuckshop kumbe esitolo ukuthi wezame ukuthi abantwana bangathola isikafu.
Nxa uthe wazigola kuhle ngelanga uthola ezinganani njalo zikupha malini?
Ngelanga mina njengami ngongamanethi kwameni lakho kwendlala ngile 5 ngiyakwanisa ukuthola engxenye 10 kg, zingiphela am $15. So ku-$15 khona lapho ezenza kugubha khona imali yesikafu. Kuzobuya le mhlanganiso yethu ye-council yakifuna layo lijana khonapho ekupheleni kwenyanga ifuna $30.
Uzithengisa ngaphi inhlanzi lesi?
Kulababuyayo bezethenga la besiyathengisa, ngikwazi ukuthi bathengisa ngaphi, kodwa hhayi ababuyayo bayabuya sibi ngobuningi babo bezedinga. Abanye bayahlala insonto yonke, abanye abahlala insonto ezimbili belokhu bemele ukuthi baze bagcwale ngenhlanzi ababa bezifuna.
Yiwo umsebenzi wakho vele uvukela eKariba nsuku zonke?
Ye, umsebenzi wami vele ngumeleleyo wokugola inhlanzi. Akulo omunye umsebenzi engiwukhangelele ngaphandle kokugola inhlanzi. Njalo ngathi njenge-fishing camp yonke yiwo umsebenzi ovele ukhona. Ngathi umuntu wonke ohlala lapha ongagoli ngamanethi ugola ngathi ngani okokugola sinhlanzi okhane wesikwenza emakhaya.
Ithwayini lehuka kuphela?
Ithwayini lehuka, yes. So yiwo nje umuntu wonke olapha e-fishing camp umsebenzi awenzayo.
Ngamanzi asekhona kathesi eKariba konapho ubona ngani lizathiya okwesikhathi eside lonyaka?
Hayi, sizadonsa sisesefikelwa umsizini womnyaka ozayo, kuyabe kungcono sibili.
Ezinye imuli eziphila ngokuthiya ngokugola inhlanzi ongathi zenza njani lazo kudaba lwendlala lapha?
Kakhulu ngakhathi izifelwakazi yibo abantu abahlupheka kakhulu ngoba bagola ngani ngethwayini. So ungakhayela ezifelwakazini lapho kule ndlala khona enzima, kuye kuthi kithi thina esingamadoda kube ngcono. Njalo labana ababuya bezesithengisela ngapho ngathi ukuthi ibhede lakhona lenza $20 ngokuthi singavele singabantu abangalimiwa simelele ukuthenga into ezibuyayo zisuke emakhaya.
Umumbo we-$20 lo ligogogo kumbe i-50 kg? Umnumzana Zebron Masuku isakhamuzi seKariba sixoxela ekhona le eKariba. Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela indlala yona ebikwa ihlasela ngamandla elizweni. Tumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abantu emhlabeni jikelele lokhe bekhalela umculi weMelika obedumile uPrince yena obhubhe izolo ekuseni emzini wakhe esigabeni seMinnesota khonapha eMelika. Imbangela yokufa kwakhe lokhe ingakaziwa. Izakhamizi zeMinnesota zidane okwamagama ngokudlula kukaPrince yena ongazange athuthe ayehlala kubo Hollywood lapho esedumile njengabanye. Umongameli Idris Deby wakwele Chad sekhethwe ukuthi abuse okwehlandla lesihlanu ngemva kokhetho oluqhutshwe izolo. UDeby unqobe ngesilinganiso esedlula amathuma isithupha ekhulwini i-61.5%. Ziyaphela eza kwamanye amazwe. Sizwe utaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Umbiko wezamalungelo oluntu owethulwe lugatsha lweState Department omnyaka ka-2015 utshengise umkhuba omubi okuncindizela abaphikisayo ikakhulu intatheli zindaba loZulu Mathupha. Indawo zonke zomhlaba kukhanya sekwanda ukubandlulula ukuncindizela kokwethulwa kwembiko. Abaphikisayo bencitshwa ithuba lokwethula imbono yabo, kwesinye isikhathi kubulawa abanye, kutsho umphathintambo wezobudlelwano lamanye amazwe umnumzana John Kerry. Lolu gwalo luveze njalo ukuthi kulabo hulumende bakantando kayiphikiswa abancindizela abaphikisayo, bebethusela, bebabopha, besehluleka lokwenqabela ubudlwangudlwangu obamalwa ecatsha. Ekhuluma ekwethulweni kwalolu gwalo, umnumzana Kerry uthi, abanye ohulumende bapha uZulu inkululeko engayisiyo yeqiniso, ngoba inkululeko iyinsika yokuthula.
Lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Balandeli benguqu sokwisikhathi seno, imidlalo yeCastle Lager Premier Soccer League iqhubekela phambili ngempela viki lapho ezikamagebhula ezizabhuqana khona leziqholo zeJwane. Kubika intatheli yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu leChicken Inn okuyilo elihlezi phezu kwengalane ngemva kokunqoba emidlalweni emibili esidlalwe lonyaka lizemukele lehawumayini enkundleni eluveve. Iqembu leZPC Caripa lizadlala leLebulawayo City enkundleni eNyamunga, kuthi eleFC Platinum lizemukela eleChapungu ngasemandaba. Ngesonto iqembu leTriangle lizancikilana leqembu leBotha Strikers enkundleni yeGibo, kuthi iqembu leTshorotsho lizadibana leHighlanders enkundleni eBapa Fields. Ekhuluma phezu kwalo mdlalo ukaputeni weqembu leHighlanders uFelix Chindungwe uthe lo mdlalo uza kuba nzima ngoba uphakathi kwamaqembu abunjwa ngabadlali iningi labo abaphuma edolobheni lakoBulawayo.
It's always tricky because they are one of the every day. They are one of the men who make the bones of the country. So it depends on the day and quality. Those who are in the city, they are the city of the city.
Kweminye imidlalo ezadlala ngesonto, iqembu leCape United lizadlala leHarare City enkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leMutare City Rovers lizemukela iqembu leDynamos, lona eliqhuba nzima kulezi nsuku, njalo kubikwa lilaye umqeqeshi walo uPaulo George Silva ukuba anqobe kuyo yonke imidlalo emithathu elandelayo ukuze aqhubeke lokhu esebenzela leli qembu. Elinye njalo iqembu eliqhuba nzima kumidlalo yalonyaka elewange lizadibana leqembu elingene lonyaka kusigaba se-PSL elengeze Platinum enkundleni yeColliery. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje sileqembu likamasikanti elaziwa ngokuthi Mathobanhliziyo, lona elilidlalade elitsha elithiwa Isiqhazu. Uyalandisa uBenedict Nhlapo.
zinsizwa siphumalene cholocho maungena thina yonyakaza magwalo
leliqembu libunjwe uDavid Ncube insizwa secholocho ngo-2008 aleso skadi lalisabizwa amabalengwe phansi kwaleli gama lethula amadlalade abalisa abenguni wajika umajika lelithi amajaka amahle ngo-2014 lapho elaguquka khona igama lathatha leli elithi amathobanhliziyo kanti ke leli dlalade elithi isinqazu ngelakuqala phansi kwaleli gama uDavid uthi bezwa le ethi isinqazu ihlabusa bahle bathi kube yiyo okwethiwa ngayo leli dlalade
isinqazu siyancoma lapha kushukuthi kahle kahle indoda incoma unkosikazi wayo ukuthi inkosikazi sidala sathandana sesiside lesikhathi sisonke kodwa uhleli nje umuhle inkosikazi wami ungikhumbuza lapha ngale ziyansuku siqala nje ukubonana ngisaqala ukukweshela yabo iyancoma kahle kahle sincoma abantu besifazane
leli dlalade lengoma ezilichumi lesithupha zona ke zimumethe inkulumo ezehlukeneyo kulale ethi athethwa kanjani kube lesizothwala umchele ilahle kulelo lizwe qaphela lezinye kukhona ke le ethi sibuza kuwe esungulwa kubanjwe isigcinci sebhonga usizwe sesibongelela lapha ke bathi bona kabathinteki ngomabona bulawe omabaleka belindiwe
Imila wethu lana sdaniso bubeso samlepesha komfulu kwabaza kwaqhubuzela izise madodana bathisha bashiya basemzini inkunze vele ngelundo ediphile sinezivele ngomgogodla ukukhudlukudla kunyakaza basithimela kangichaza ngoba simshayisa umuntu edlalele zozenyaphi isilwane singena zigi ngwemabala
makhuluka amaphupho aleliqembu lifuna ukwaziwa umhlaba wonke lifuna njalo ukuncedisa abaculi abasacathulayo Leli qembu lifisa njalo ukusebenzisa umculo ukufundisa abasakhulayo ngempilo kanti umculo waleli qembu ufundani Ndlovu uthi lokhu bakwenza ngomculo
sibheka isimo esiphila kuso esingabantu umhlaba wonke jikelele kusemakhaya kusezikolweni kusemsebenzini nala esihamba khona nabantu nje siphila yize nasemculweni sicula ngazo zonke lezo zinto lezo esihlangabezana nazo esazi ukuthi into esicula ngayo kube ukuthi nawe mangabe uyilalele ekhaya uzithole nawe uthinteka kuleyo nto le
amathuba amahle aphuma enkundleni ngale lapha abazihaya khona begiya ngetalenta labo kanye ledlalade labo Melestro 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ningu Benedict Mhlapho.
Sazis tuna ngengoma
Amathoba nhliziyo lawo omasikandi behlabela ke kamnandi bekuhlelo lwewoza Friday sesambile isikhathi emthokazi omuhle kodwa asikwazi ukuphuma enkundleni singadlalanga ingoma kaPrince Umuyi yena ophuphephela izolo sisolidlalela enye yenkoma zakhe ezidumileyo uPurple Rain. Ngomuyi uPrince eqiba ke uhlelo lwethu lwa lamhlanje makalale ngokuthula kwaneleke okwa lamhlanje kodwa lingayikatshana uyalandela uhlelo lwe Live Talk njalo sikhuluma ngendlala olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo lilandla.